It is the radio segment that just wants you to follow at Jubal Fresh on Instagram. It's weird. It begged me to do that.
Wow.
Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Georgia. 43-year-old Rhonda Hightower brought her three kids into the Hyena Bar and Grill the other night just to hang out. And after
That's
she knocked back a few drinks, Rhonda left the kids at the table and told the bartender, quote, "Don't let them just sit there. Put them to work. Cleaning dishes or something."
What? I don't think that counts as chores.
She then stumbled to her car with one of her kids following her, and thankfully, a policeman was in the parking lot watching this whole thing go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
So before she even started her vehicle, the cop approached her and asked her what she was doing, and she said she was about to drive home.
Oh.
So the policeman asked if she wouldn't mind taking a breathalyzer test, and she agreed, and then promptly grabbed the device from the officer and had her 4-year-old child blow into it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
4 years old.
Oh, did I mention
they're
driving?
And the 4-year-old was hammered.
Yeah.
You know, the 4-year-old's like, the first time I took a breathalyzer, I was 4.
When the officer told her that wasn't allowed and that she appeared intoxicated, she shoved the other end of the breathalyzer into her own ear.
Don't!
Okay.
And at that point, backup was called, and that's when Rhonda broke down and told the police that she was just really sad because the family dog ran away.
Aww.
And that's when the cops informed her that the dog was also in the back seat with the 4-year-old.
Terrible days.
Also, I lost my car.
Yeah.
It's right here, man.
She was then arrested for public intoxication and is currently held in county jail. This next laser story is out of Olathe, Kansas. A woman named Melissa Ann Wright went into a Walmart last night and grabbed some industrial strength canned air they use to clean computers.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of taking it to the register and buying it, she just started huffing it in the back room.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
As per the warning labels on the can, the stuff is really not safe to inhale. It can shut down your lungs and kidneys, and it can cause instant frostbite on your face.
Oh my gosh.
But worth it for the 5 minutes of fun?
Yeah. She survived, but she may wish that she hadn't. If you saw her mugshot, her mouth, chin, and neck look like she spent the last 48 hours in a snowbank.
Shut up.
Frostbite all over her face.
Oh, my God.
And now she's facing charges for not only stealing canned air, but huffing it as well.
Yeah.
And she's not allowed to come back into a Walmart for 3 years. That's really the tragedy right there.
Dang, if you get banned from a Walmart, you did something real bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. This next laser story is out of Yorkshire, England. There's a 58-year-old woman named Valerie Sanders, and last year, she kept asking her husband, Michael, to stop working out so much so he could do some vacuuming and cleaning around the house. After she asked him more than a dozen times, she was arrested.
What?
She was arrested for asking her husband, did she beat him with a vacuum? Is that what happened?
Had to be something.
4 years ago, the UK made coercive control illegal. It's basically mentally abusing somebody by controlling them. And while it's good to recognize the realities of non-physical abuse, this really isn't what the law was made for.
She's just trying to have him do his part.
Exactly.
So what happened? Valerie wound up spending 17 hours in a jail cell, and now, a year later, the charges were dropped right before she was supposed to start her trial.
What are you here for? Nagging my husband?
As for why Michael called the cops, he said that she was controlling and constantly on him, and no surprise, they're getting a divorce.
Yeah.
It'd
be weird if they weren't. They're just happily still married.
Yeah.
One American legal expert who was following the case was quoted as saying, "If people can go to jail now for nagging their spouse about housework, then I'm pretty sure society is going to explode."
Next is going to be, do your homework. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, you're trying to control me. This next laser story is out of Indonesia. A baby has just been awarded the title of the world's strangest name.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
The parents told Indonesian media that they first contemplated the idea of giving their child a unique name while the mom was pregnant.
Mm.
And they believed a strong name with a technology twist would show the world that their son would become a leader of many people. So they ended up looking up names of tech companies and products like Windows, iPhone, Microsoft, and iOS. And ultimately,
iOS?
They settled on the sweet, adorable baby name, Google.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Google.
His registered legal name is Google.
Wow.
Hey, Google. It kind of works, though, when you say it for a baby.
Yeah, it sounds like a baby name.
Google. Google. Google.
Yeah.
There's no surname or middle name. It's just Google, like the search engine.
Oh.
And they asked why they didn't at least include a surname or a second name on the Google's birth certificate. And they said they didn't want to dilute the essence of the special name.
Right. Because if you were like Google John, then everybody would think it's a directive instead of a noun.
Although the mother didn't really like the idea at first, she ultimately agreed. And now they have a boy named after the world's most popular website.
I hope that works out for him. He's never getting a job at Microsoft, that's for sure.
This next slice of story is out of Berlin, Germany. If you haven't heard, scientists say they found a chemical in spinach called ictisterone. And they say that chemical is close enough to steroids that spinach should actually be a banned substance for athletes.
What? Like, Popeye was right this whole time?
It's like juicing, you're leafing.
Yeah, exactly. They think spinach belongs on the list of doping supplements. The scientists ran a test where some athletes ate almost 9 pounds of spinach a day, and some didn't.
Dang.
9 pounds of spinach is a lot.
Yeah.
And the ones who ate the spinach increased their strength up to 3 times more.
Wow.
All you have to do is eat 9 pounds of it a day. I've been like, well.
Researchers say that our hypothesis was that we would see an increase in performance, but we didn't expect it to be that big.
Yeah.
It made such big news that the World Anti-Doping Authority says it's planning to look more into spinach-based results of this study. And finally, after years, Popeye was right.
I was going to say, he was been warning us the whole time.
But come on, I feel like that's just fair. Like, if you are dedicated enough to eat 9 pounds of spinach a day,
it's natural. Like, you eat protein and things like that to gain muscle. It's not like they're taking an illicit substance.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Holiday headquarters.
Yay.
Since the 4th of July happens on Thursday this year, a fair amount of people will still have to go to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd think that everybody would be responsible and take it easy on the heavy drinking.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be wrong.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
According to a new survey, 1 out of 5 people who have to work on Friday say that they expect to be hungover or extra tired on that day.
Yeah, and then 4 out of 5 plan on calling in sick. Exactly. Is that the other part of the survey?
And when you just look at millennials, that jumps up to 30%. In other words, around 1 out of 3 of your coworkers who are in their 20s or 30s is going to be hungover on Friday.
And you know what's worse is the people that aren't hungover. And they're looking at you and judging you like, oh, okay, Sharon. Like, come on, you've had a drink before.
Those chipper people that are like, they're all talkative and stuff. And you're just like,
morning.
I just want to go back to bed and die. In some ways, you could look at it as a silent protest against their job, because the survey also found 14% of people say that they resent the way their company handles vacation time this week.
Only 14%.
You should get the day after the 4th off.
Every,
I don't know why.
You should get
the
day after every holiday off.
Yeah,
I agree.
I don't understand why they don't do that. This guy doesn't mind. Every day is a holiday for him.
Yeah.
That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, and that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. But don't worry, because we'll do it again at the same time on Wednesday.